John Curley and Sherry Ellicker Show. I don't think I've mentioned our Instagram page. All you have to do is go to John and Sherry Show, and you can send us a message. You can take a look at some of the little bits and pieces of other shows that we've done. And we'd love to have you along. Again, that's John and Sherry Show. Sherry is spelled S-H-A-R-I. You could still be letter of the day. That's another little piece of business here. If you want to, all you got to do is dial 1-888-973-5476. That is our Muckleshoot Resort text line. We'd love to hear from you, and people are writing in lots and lots of comments about SeaTac and about Jake and about all different things that have come up today. So thank you for doing that. Jake Skorheim is in for John Curley. And Jake, I don't really, I followed this story, and I'm just not entirely sure. It's very hard to hear, okay? So this took place at, was it like a sort of an award show?
Yeah, it's like a red carpet event. There was a red carpet event. And you know who Hannah Waddingham is? Or Waddingham, I'm sorry. Hannah Waddingham is. Did you ever watch the Ted Lasso show?
No, I didn't, because it seemed too happy. So
well, yeah, you'd be right about that. Yeah. It's a yeah. very upbeat show, sure. although there is yes. some darkness there.
There is.
There's
yes.
some great
oh,
character
okay.
development. You oh. should check okay. it out. It actually was a really good show. I think you would enjoy it. His boss on the show is an actress by the name of Hannah Waddingham. She has become kind of a, I would say, like kind of a media darling. I think she even hosted over in Europe. I think she hosted Eurovision, and just like she's kind of everywhere. So she was on the red carpet. She's wearing a very fancy dress, as one does on a red carpet. And one of the photographers asks her for a, you know, a different kind of pose. And he actually asked her to show a little bit of leg, apparently. And she was not happy about this. We're going to play this audio, but again, you're right. It's a little hard to hear because they were taking pictures, not recording great, but here's what it sounded like.
Oh, my God, you would never say that to a man, my God. Don't be a otherwise I'll be a boss. Just don't say show your leg.
So she basically, the audio is not great, but the photographer is, you know, when they're doing these like, you know, step and repeats or whatever this thing is, they're trying to get, they're all getting the same shot. So the photographer's just trying to get some sort of a different angle, something to make the picture more interesting. And so he asked her to show a little bit of leg, which is not probably a common phrase thrown out there by photographers these days. And mm-hmm. you can hear she's not happy about it. She says, don't be a D word and, you know, kind of marches off. And I think that's kind of where it ended. But people are, you can hear people are applauding mm-hmm. her in this video for taking such a strong stance. I'm interested in your thoughts on this, though.
Yeah, and the crowd went wild. Here's the thing. This is such a dumb thing to get upset about. First of all, when you see the ladies on the red carpet, a lot of them have a dress that slits all the way up to, you know, their hip bone practically.
Yeah.
And they often put one leg out, and that's the way they pose. I don't know if that's because photographers are saying, hey, show us your legs, or if that's just because they want to pose in a more sexy way than having the dress not open. But come on. Have we come so far that we can't take a compliment? Or this is not, I mean, is it sexist? Yeah, but okay. I mean, it's
well,
not.
Yeah, I don't know. He might ask the same of a man. He might say, show me a little leg, you know, lift that trouser a little bit.
Yeah.
Can
sure.
I get some show ankle?
Me, show me some forearm. Yeah.
yeah,
I
exactly.
Mean, it's possible. I just think we've really made this thing much bigger than it needs to be. And we've really boxed men in because they can't even say anything complimentary to women now without
no.
it being regarded as sexual harassment.
I think it would be really tough in this day and age. I mean, obviously this photographer was not, you know, trying to date her, I doubt, and he wasn't trying to come on to her and, you know, figure out if he might have a future with her. But like, if somebody's trying to meet in how do young people meet these days? How does somebody who's interested in somebody else meet these days? Especially if somebody works with you, there's so many like, there's so many boundaries and red flags that you would be so worried about crossing or, you know, planting, I guess would be the flag analogy to carry that through mm-hmm. by talking to somebody in a way like if you're like I met my wife at work and it was I'll tell you, like I met her at work. We've been married 13 years now. So we have known each other now for like 16 years. even 16 years ago, I still had kind of a question mark in my head, like, oh, is this okay for me to ask her, you know, to approach her in this way? I don't want to make her uncomfortable. If it doesn't go well, then obviously that's the worst case scenario because now I'm a creepy guy that she has to work with. And that's an HR situation like that. And, you know, I think especially these days, that's probably happening less and less. People are just worried. If you go out on a limb, you pay somebody a compliment, they could be like in any way sexual or in any way like, then, you know, they're going to report you and you're going to lose your job.
Right. And I'd say in the workplace, you can't be too careful because you never know of somebody's sensitivities. Where when I worked at another job, there was a woman who called up a guy on sexual harassment charges because he came out of his office one day and he simply said, and maybe this is, maybe I'm too much of the other extreme, but he said, you know, I was thinking about you. I was getting out of the shower today and I was thinking about you. And I think that your idea about blah, 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 blah. Okay. She thought that was so inappropriate.
Because he said shower.
Because he said, I was thinking about you and shower in the same sentence. And she called HR. He had to go through all kinds of retraining and, you know, mediation with her. And he was saying, it was just a stream of consciousness. I wasn't saying that there was anything else. Of course, he's going to say that, but
yeah,
but shower thoughts. That's like a thing people say.
You're totally right about that. Like whatever your brain like kind of like focuses in on, and like the shower, you're like, oh, like a lot of people have a lot of epiphanies in the shower because it's a different environment. Yes. You know, or like creative people are really creative when, you know, I don't know how it works, but it's just a weird situation. But it sounds to me like he was paying her a compliment. Like, oh, in my off time, I was thinking about your great work and your great ideas. And she took it as a way to, I don't know, hold power over him or something. I'm not even sure what the motivation was.
Yeah, she was a bit of a manipulator. But yeah, I think that's what it was. I think that she, I don't know if she deliberately misinterpreted it, but
maybe saw an opportunity.
Yeah. But I don't believe for a minute that's what his thoughts were for lots of reasons. But if you are at work, you might want to get out those Tic Tacs because everybody wants to make sure they are not offensive.
Especially if you're going to hit on somebody that you work with. You want to have fresh breath.
You know, that's part of it. They might not like you, you know, if you don't. But this is an interesting story. So, Jake, when you have had Tic Tacs, this is breaking news. If you have Tic Tacs, right, and you were to give me one, how would you do it?
I would open it and I'd pour Tic Tacs in your hand, just the same way everybody does it, I think.
Right, and usually like 16 come out, right?
Yeah,
And there's always that, and you can't put them back because they're already on your hand, and there's that weird, awkward moment.
Give me my Tic Tacs back. I didn't mean to give you so many.
Or the other person goes, whoa, I didn't want to take all these, but okay, I'll take them because I have them in my hand. You know, it's a strange exchange that you have.
Happens to all of us.
Yeah, when you get over Tic Tacs.
That old chestnut.
Yeah. We've all been there. Ugh, what a nightmare. Apparently, there is a much easier way to do this, and we've been missing it all this time.
There's an easier way than just opening the Tic Tac lid?
So what you do is you turn the Tic Tacs upside down, okay? And then you open the lid, you open the lid, and there's a tiny little Tic Tac-sized compartment where the one Tic Tac will go and fall like Pez, and it'll come into that little compartment, and then you can offer the person the single Tic Tac.
That's definitely more.
I should have brought some Tic Tacs.
There's a new design that they've had on their lid. This is something they've just come up with to solve the 16 Tic Tac problem.
No, Jake, it has always been there and we have overlooked it.
What?
Yes, we have overlooked.
Did you watch the video yet?
I
know you were like intentionally avoiding it, but I think now is the time. Now's the time to watch the video.
So you just flip it upside down and it already has a built-in thing that gives one Tic Tac.
A little Tic Tac receptacle.
That's amazing.
That's what it is. Dispenser.
You know, it is amazing. Like, I know that we're laughing because it is such a stupid, stupid topic.
Right.
But it's like when somebody points out that there's an arrow in the FedEx name.
Exactly.
And you just go like, oh my gosh, I didn't realize there's an arrow in the FedEx name. Like, you've seen the arrow? Sherry?
No, I don't think I've ever seen that.
We need a couple breaking news banners.
Wow.
If you look at the FedEx logo, there's an arrow built in the FedEx.
Yeah. Okay, maybe I've seen it, but I know.
Thank you.
Ladies and gentlemen, you heard it here first. Okay, but getting back to the Tic Tac thing, have you ever had this happen where you tap?
We have more on Tic Tacs. Okay.
Yeah. So you tap it and only one comes out, and you almost feel guilty that they didn't get a bunch of them, you know, where it's just like one measly little Tic Tac.
Well, yeah, of course I've had that happen. I always feel I've lost so many nights of sleep over that. I hate that.
Man, in retrospect, the Tic Tac topic just doesn't play well on the radio.
No, I think it does. Here's what we got to do. We got to really commit. And we got to do the rest of the hour on Tic Tacs.
Rest of the hour? All day tomorrow?
Give the people what they want.
That's right. Right.
No, that's interesting. I'm going to go right home and I'm going to get a Tic Tac thing. I'm going to try it out for myself.
I walked to the convenience store earlier to get gum.
Yeah.
I knew we were talking Tic Tacs. I don't know why it didn't occur to me to buy Tic Tacs. I hate
You know you've been eating gum wrong? Did you know that?
No.
I'm just kidding.
Some kind of a...
No, there's no tricks.
I don't even like Tic Tacs. They taste plastic.
There's the lead.
Wow.
And they're
buried
not
that lead.
Strong. I like Altoids.
Not even the orange ones?
Yeah, the orange ones are very
that's
special.
That's like baby aspirin.
Are you kidding?
I like it.
That's
like
cream soda. Those things are delicious.
That's what baby aspirin tastes like. Give me more.
Okay, this is stressful, but it's not as stressful as this time of the day. This is a study. Take it with a grain of salt. But they are saying, guess what time the most stressful time of the day is?
Do you want me to guess? Or do you...
No, you already know.
Okay, I already know the answer.
Yeah.
The answer to that is 8:15 a.m. And it's stressful because there's a lot of stuff going on at 8:15. We actually talked a little bit earlier about the school drop-off. I would say that this fits right in with that. Like, if I didn't have kids to drop off, I think my mornings would probably be pretty relaxed and they would feel great. But 8:15, generally when people are trying to get out of the house... they're also trying to get kids dressed. They're trying to make sure they have everything they need for the day. So 8:15, which is a real bummer when you think about it, because everybody to start your day with the most stressful moment of the day. I don't think
that's the way God intended it.
No, I don't think that is the way that God intended it to be. I think we should have a much easier day.
They give some tips about how you can make your day easier, but they're so obvious that I'm not even going to do it. But I'll tell you one habit that I got into. Have you ever done morning radio, either of you?
Oh, yeah. 21 years.
I have not, no.
Oh, okay. It is brutal. And you get up. I mean, I did mornings on TV and I did mornings on radio. And it isn't that you get up in the morning. You get up in the middle of the night, basically.
Yeah.
And I got into a habit of laying out my clothes, laying out everything, my socks, all of it, and put it in the bathroom so I could get up and have most things done. I still do that.
I do, too.
I still do it. Now, I'm 3 hours ahead of you guys. I don't really start to work until, you know, I mean, I'm watching the news and all of that, but we get our first rundown at 2 o'clock in the afternoon. So conceivably, I have plenty of time to plan my wardrobe for that.
Yeah.
But no, it's such a habit for me. I every night I take out what I'm going to wear, put all my stuff in the bathroom after I take a shower. It's all there for me.
With me, it's just chaos. I just get up in the morning and just throw on whatever I can. I'm trying to get the kids out the door. And I'm not really thinking about what I'm... But my show is at night. You know, my show is at 7 to 10.
Right.
Everybody's interested. They can check that out. Kyra Nights with Jake Skorheim. Download the podcast.
But where do you download podcasts?
I am not starting until way later in the day. So I'm typically in pretty comfortable clothes until about 3 o'clock in the afternoon. Just kind of doing work at home.
Yeah. And then you got to put on something with a zipper.
And then I got to put on hard pants. Then I got to get my day going.
All right, more news you can use. This came as a surprise to me. Why you should wait 30 to 60 minutes to brush your teeth after vomiting.
We actually have a video of this. An actual dentist in London describes why you need to wait. So we'll let him do that. And, you know.
I'm not sure that we should be taking dental advice from the British. But
that's a good point.
Wow, Sherry.
You know. This kind of makes sense the way that they tell you.
Here are three occasions when you should never brush your teeth. You should never brush after you've just vomited. This is because the contents of the stomach are extremely acidic and the mouth is in a very acidic state. So if you brush straight after, you're basically wearing away your enamel. You should never brush straight after breakfast. This is because when you've just eaten, the mouth is in a very acidic state. So if you brush your teeth, you're rubbing that acid on the tooth, which is a mineral, and it can wear it down. Don't brush your teeth after you've just had sweets. Wait at least 60 minutes. This is because when you've just eaten sweets, the mouth has digested it into an acid, and that acid is going to get rubbed on the teeth and destroy the enamel. So wait at least 60 minutes before you brush your teeth.
It's all acid related. Sounds like that's a very big enemy of the dental practice. Just acid on your teeth.
I've been doing that wrong for a long time.
Every time you're vomiting, you're brushing
your teeth. When I vomit every hour on the hour, yeah. I always brush my teeth.
But you know what? You look great.
Thank you. It's worth it. I'm telling you.
It's working.
So worth it.
98 pounds.
That's right. Yep. Coming up, we're going to talk about the first AI beauty pageant, which I'm already confused about because I don't know if it's somebody creating an AI beauty or a real person that's replicating their beauty or something else entirely. So we'll talk about that. Again, we'd love to hear from you. We would like to have you send us a text on the Muckleshoot Resort text line. That's 1-888-973-5476. It's the John Curley and Sherry Ellicker Show. Thank you so much for being here. Time's running out, but if you want to be the letter of the day, all you have to do is text 1-888-973-5476. That's the Muckleshoot Resort text line. Got a couple of people writing in about Tic Tacs, and one guy actually said he tried the new Tic Tac dispensing technique, and it works.
But it's not new, right? You said this has always been there.
It's new because we're the first people to break it.
Oh, okay.
That's why it's new.
Yeah, so, but it's an old technology. We're just learning. We've been doing it wrong for a long time.
Correct. It's called enlightenment. That's what it is.
That's nice.
So this AI beauty pageant.
Yes.
World's first beauty pageant for AI women is announced. Miss AI.
Yeah. What happens here, there's a guy whose name is, not surprised there, a guy whose name is Will Mananja. I probably mispronouncing his name. He runs something called FanView, and he co-founded that. And basically what he's trying to do is create a beauty pageant for AI women. And again, if you have ever seen pictures of AI, it's tremendously realistic. I mean, you cannot tell the difference between a real woman or a real man or any AI person. Like, that's the point. They want you to think it's real. And so this would be an AI beauty pageant. And they're going to be judged on beauty, technology, no kidding, and social media clout. Because you have AI, I'm not even sure how to refer to it, AI people, right?
AI influencers.
Influencers. Yeah, yeah. They're influencers. And they have people follow them. And these AI influencers make money. They make money per post, and people are following them. Mostly it's like kind of like strange dudes who are following very attractive AI looking women, and then these women are able to sell products on their AI posts. But again, it's just code. It's just people creating these AI fake people.
Well, do you already have to be an established quote AI woman? Or can you just create one for the purpose of this contest?
No, it's open to whoever wants to be an AI. Whoever has an AI person, you can create them and submit it to this if you want. And what this guy's hoping eventually that this turns into, and again, I don't know that it will ever be this, but I guess it could be. He says eventually he hopes this becomes the Oscars of the AI creator community. So I guess what he's looking for is he wants coders or people out there who know how to make this kind of technology to create their most perfect AI woman who then is entered into this beauty pageant. And, we'll see if anybody cares. I certainly think that it's got limitless potential.
Of course. And I'm going to be working on my AI lady just as soon as I can figure out.
Well, you could get your $20,000 is the prize you can get.
That's
eventually
not that much.
Well, it's new. It's a new thing. Yeah. He doesn't know if anybody's going to be interested.
Makes no sense to me, but things also don't make sense to certain people that don't live in this country, speak English, but they don't entirely you understand our phraseology sometimes. So here's a couple of them, and you tell me if this seems confusing.
So these are basically just people who might be just not American. So this might be somebody in France who hears something in America and goes like, why do you guys say that?
Right. They speak English, but they don't understand what the context of these things are. So
all right.
one of them is...
Do you want to give these to me, and then I can we can explain them to them. Is that what we're trying to do?
Sure. Or if you don't understand them,
well, I might not know them either. Yeah. Okay.
Well, you're going to know this one. When a television show says it's 8/7C.
That one everyone knows who grew up watching TV. Kids these days probably don't know that because they watch streaming shows, and those are just available right in front of them. But 8/7 Central is what that means. So, like, you know, you take away an hour and then it becomes 7 Central.
Yeah, but why do they have to tell us Central? They're not saying East Coast, West Coast, so, okay.
That's never made sense to me either. I'm with the English on this one.
Okay. What does it mean when Americans say they are a hockey mom? Their child plays hockey and they take them to practices?
I think that's what it is. Yeah. Like a parent who's very dedicated to getting there. And it doesn't apply to just hockey. This might apply to any sport that a parent is like very, you know, dutiful in getting their kids there.
I remember Sarah Palin. Remember her?
Yes.
Oh, so long ago. And she, in her first speech, I think, nominated to be vice president, she said a famous line, which is, what's the difference between a hockey mom and a pit bull?
I don't know the answer to that.
Hockey moms wear lipstick.
Nice.
Now, I don't know why this is so confusing. When real estate listings say the house has 2.5 baths.
That's a simple one. It just means that the house has two bathrooms at work and a half bathroom that doesn't do much.
That's just clogged up.
They just don't know what a half bathroom is.
Yeah.
Well, that's like a powder room.
It's a powder. Yeah, a powder room. I think it just means it doesn't have a toilet. Does it mean it doesn't have a toilet?
It has a toilet, no sink, I think, right?
It has no sink.
No,
no. No shower.
No shower.
Oh, okay. My gosh. Let's go back to the vasectomy lesson. No, it has a half bath. It doesn't have a toilet. What would be the point?
It's just
it
a half has, a toilet?
No.
A urinal. It's just got a urinal.
Yeah.
No, it's
a trough
it's
like Dodger like Stadium used to have.
Yes.
It's a powder room. So, for instance, mine is as you come up the hall or come up the stairway from the foyer, there is a door and you open it up. It's got a toilet and a sink.
And a microwave.
No microwave. Oh, okay. And no shower. Okay?
Just for powdering things.
Okay. All right. Here we go. What do Americans mean when they say dive bar? Is it our equivalent of just a pub?
Yeah, I think, it's just like a really grungy, ugly, like, loser.
No frills bar.
Yeah, just an ugly bar.
Just a bar.
An ugly bar. This makes it easy. Mm. Ugly bar.
Number 13, they say, or this one is, when Americans say they're going to freshen up.
That would probably be related to powder rooms, right? Okay. Somebody just goes in, puts a little powder. I don't know what you're powdering, but that's...
They also don't know what tailgating is, and we all know what that is. When Americans say period after a sentence...
I don't know the answer to that one. I was going to be.
Well, that's for
check
emphasis.
Swing. Check swing.
You know, it's for emphasis. So it's Jake Skorheim, you're going to get a vasectomy. Period. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Just it means it's going to happen. Sure.
Okay. When
exclamation
Americans
point.
Say,
somebody might say exclamation point.
You don't like that?
Well, no, period works too. It just doesn't seem as definitive as explanation.
Yeah, but
point.
Period is like full stop. The other one is I can't stand when Americans say sidebar during a conversation. That means you're talking to whatever. A sidebar.
Does that mean if somebody's sidebarring, does that mean they're pulling a person in the conversation aside to have a separate small conversation, or does everybody privy to the sidebar?
No,
because then
like,
it doesn't make sense.
No, it'd be like this. So Jake Skorheim was thinking about getting a vasectomy, and he and his wife were talking about it, and she said, well, she can get her tube sidebar. They already have three kids and a fourth on the way.
Okay. That doesn't make sense. I don't know why somebody would do that.
Okay, because they're being pretentious, okay?
Okay. Oh, it's pretentious. Got it.
And then when Americans say, what's the 411 on that?
I don't know what that means, actually. I don't know what 4... Is that like 911?
Oh, come on.
I'm not kidding.
You remember 411, right?
I don't.
Information? Well, you could call up and ask for like a directory.
It's a directory.
Service?
Yeah. No. Yeah. No. I know 911. That's an emergency number that people call.
You might have just on the other side of the 411 era. But it used to be, you know, you have to call up there or find out the. It was like before the internet, before you had. If you didn't have a phone book handy, you'd call 411 and say.
And they would just tell you things?
They would just give you the number to like the sandwich shop and connect you if you needed so.
Is it. That's no, that's an operator. You just hit the operator.
Well, you get an operator, but it cost money.
Like
so after a while, it started to cost money. Yeah. So you never were allowed to use 411. You had
so
to
before
go to the
Google,
phone book.
There's just people sitting in a room answering questions?
Yeah. True
Not
story
questions.
About anything?
No, they're giving you phone numbers.
Like when I had, like my parents, like I said earlier, they didn't let me take the sex ed class. I could have just called them up and just asked them questions, and they would have been able to help me out there.
Is there such a thing as a three-quarter bathroom?
No. Oh my God, you guys, this is disturbing.
You don't have the 411.
All of this with you guys. I mean, okay. Really.
I live in the part of America where we just have full bathrooms.
Yeah.
Everybody has a tub. That's where I live.
Okay. All right. And the last one is when Americans answer with "I'm good" to basically every question.
I think, yeah, that makes sense.
Why is that confusing?
No, that makes total sense.
Well, if you're not good means like I'm okay, good.
I'm satisfied.
Yeah,
I get it.
I'm okay.
Yeah. And we like at this segment, I'm good.
Okay. That makes one of us. All right. Welcome back to the John Curley and Sherry Ellicker Show. This one brought to you by Wilcox Eggs, the best eggs out there. Go out and buy some. They're really, really good. We're going to get to the letters in just a minute, but first we got to talk to the mailman. Sorry, Jake. He's asked me to tell you not to mess with him.
I'm the mailman.
Okay.
As you can see, I'm the mailman. Don't nobody mess with
Come
me.
Over here, big guy, fella, and how about a smooch?
Don't tempt him. Don't tempt him.
That's funny.
Him. Don't tease him either. Jake Skorheim in today. Thank you again, Jake. It was great working with you. And I hope we can do it again very, very soon. We got lots of letters. You're the guest, so go right ahead.
All right. This is this is off topic. This is from Denise in Seattle. Guys, I'm just tired of the Tic Tac thing. It works. I don't know how, but somehow.
I just tried.
I just tried. Yeah. That makes more sense. I don't
Well,
really
actually, after that segment, tired might work too.
they like it. They like TikTok. So let's move on.
Okay. Elliot with the 5-star Uber rating. 3-quarter bathroom is a thing. It's a toilet, sink, and shower, but no tub. Well, thanks, Elliot.
Yes, Sherry.
Good. Sorry. Jeez. Okay.
206 says, I don't know about you guys, but I think this AI beauty pageant thing has legs. Oh,
yeah,
I get
she?
It.
Okay. Mike in the 360 says, always great to have Jake fill in when the talent takes a day off.
One half of the talent, Mike, I should say.
wait, does that mean you're not talent, that you're filling in?
No, you're talent and John is talent. No, and I'm B team or whatever. You know, that's fine. I'm fine with that.
Okay, all right.
Mike in the 360, no, I just read that one. You just read that one. See, told you, B team. 206, on the chain snatcher, the guy gets his chain taken away, then he walks away. This whole thing looks odd. Oh, they're suggesting like an insurance scam.
Yeah, maybe.
Oh.
That, after he said that, I'm like, you know what?
Does make kind of sense.
That does make sense, yeah.
All right. 402, this is on prison weddings. But which is worse, the couples that get married in fast food bathrooms or prisons? Neither is worse.
Great question.
They're just both gross.
Yeah, both very bad. I don't like it.
Yes.
Nathan on True Crime Talk, he says, it would be great to get Jake to do what John usually does during these segments and say there was a body in the back of the Bronco in that voice that John does. The trunk of the car bits are one of my faves, and Sherry always laughs great when John does it. You guys are the best. Unfortunately, I'm unfamiliar with this gimmick.
It's like the Keith Morrison. Sherry?
Yeah, it's Keith Morrison, who I have a tremendous crush on.
Yeah.
Do you really?
And so, oh, yeah.
Heard it. Move on.
All right.
Fair enough.
This is Sassy in 425. Jake, Jeff B. is going through a midlife crisis. That's why he's at Coachella. Okay.
She's talking about Jeff Bezos.
Jeff Bezos, yeah.
I bet you he's more than midway, don't you think? How old is he?
I don't know.
Billionaires live a long time, though. They've got like oxygen machines they sleep
he's
in.
He's in good shape.
He's 60.
He's 60?
Yeah.
I don't think he's going to live to 120. He might.
No.
But I don't want to say anything negative, but that would be surprising. oldest man in history. Jake's birth control options. Oh, this sounds fun. Hee-haw Aaron says, after 14 years of marriage, I have found out that if you don't have sex, you can't get pregnant. Just ask my wife. It totally works. Thank you, Aaron.
All right. Letter of the day. Why don't
now
you...
It is time for the letter of the day.
Thanks,
Thank
to you.
You.
Go ahead, Jake.
Thank you very much. This is from Nathan in the 360. Wow, what a hot take from Sherry about the British and their teeth. Sheesh. Hopefully the British don't tease Sherry about the size of the toothbrush handle she has to use with those giant hands. P.S. Love you, Sherry.
Thank you, Nathan. And again, you know what, Jake? Before you go, can we do one more hour?
Oh, fine. Yes.
Sure?
Yes, 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 absolutely.
All right, then let's do that. Let's do one more hour, and then we'll talk after that. How's that sound?
Good.